abandonment. Take it however you want. Cooking, cleaning, entertaining my three little brothers and taking care of them. Experiencing the fact that my mother and dad had run off from our lives. It changed me years ago until this day. 2 days after my 9th birthday of 2006, we were sent off to a foster home. Not knowing the people of this house was terrifying. Through the first couple of years of being in this house, I struggled a lot. I had to learn to be a kid and go to school and learn not to be in control and be the mother of my three younger brothers. Through the course of 8 years of living in this house I live in now, I've changed not only physically, but spiritually and mentally. As I met the lady that was in charge of us, she was very hard to get to know because she was a complete stranger. Going on to our 9th year anniversary this year and living together as a family, I can now proudly say she's my mother. She's been through thick and thin with all four of us kids. She's taught us how to be patient, kind, and understanding. The one thing I'm blessed to gain from her is becoming a Christian. I've been a Christian now for 7 years, and I'm so proud to say I'm a Christian as I am, to say and be proud as a native. I've gone through every aspect of life. Till this day, I'm still learning who I am and who I want to become. I'm so happy I'm a part of the Museum of Anthropology Native Youth Program because it starts a new chapter in my life. I'm excited to learn not only about my culture, but others too, and to take what I've learned and teach others. I've been blinded and conceited to my Aboriginal background. That is another huge reason why I'm excited to be in this program and to meet people from all over the world, because I've learned that everyone that comes close to me shapes me and helps me with who I am becoming as each year goes by.